You are listening to sa-news.com. Afrikaans was 146 years old on the 14th of August, ironically, also the last day for comments on the second draft version of Stellenbosch University's language policy. On 14 August, it was the Afrikaans language's birthday, and it is commemorated as the birthday of Afrikaans because on the date of 14 August 1875, the Society of True Afrikaners, GRA, was founded in Paarl. Therefore, Afrikaans is 146 years old on this date this year. During this period, Afrikaans was expanded to an academic and scientific language, which, according to Professor Wannie Karstens, a well-known linguist, is one of the requirements of the survival of any language. It is therefore at the same time tragic and ironic that the 14th of August 2021 is indicated as the last day on which people can comment on the second draft version of Stellenbosch University's language policy. The policy, according to the introductory section, aims to expand equitable access to Stellenbosch University for all students and staff members to promote multilingualism and appreciation of multilingualism and facilitate pedagogically accountable learning and teaching. However, the conceptual policy cannot be viewed in isolation. Stellenbosch University has been involved for a number of years in the defining and adopting a language policy regarding teaching. During this period, the management of Stellenbosch University, probably under political pressure, but also for political correctness, disguised the downscaling of Afrikaans under the guise of all sorts of models and options offered. However, practice has shown that Afrikaans's status as an academic and scientific language at the Stellenbosch University has greatly diminished. Despite numerous assurances given, Stellenbosch University is now predominantly English, and Afrikaans has to fight for a place. This consequently creates uncertainty, but also especially unrest among students and parents, and especially also alumni, as the confusion allows the practice to shape and establish the language policy, and not the nice-sounding boardroom theory of policy. History will not judge Stellenbosch University favorably for the failure of its moral obligation towards Afrikaans at national level, but especially at provincial level. The demographics of the Western Cape have not been taken into account since the anglicization of Stellenbosch University. For the record, it must be confirmed that 49.6% of the inhabitants of the Western Cape are Afrikaans, compared to 24.7% Xhosa and 20.2% English. Politically correct arguments always state that Afrikaans is an exclusive language. Through Afrikaans, however, the gates of South Africa and Africa can be unblocked. And this is a golden opportunity that is slowly but surely slipping out of the hands of the management of Stellenbosch University. It requires an university with the caliber of Stellenbosch University, its management and its rich tradition to promote Afrikaans. So no credit that no action was taken with creativity and respect for the Western Cape and its role in Afrikaans, and indeed its Afrikaans residents. The full Afrikaner Bond commentary, with some suggestions on the second draft version of Stellenbosch University's language policy, was submitted on Friday the 13th of August 2021 and can be read on a link available at sa-news.com. Also on this channel are more stories challenging mainstream news headlines.